I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. When I was in college, one of our professors said that in the 20th and even the 21st century, verse drama was impossible. That T.S. Eliot had been unable to do it, and that meant that it wasn't going to happen. However, at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, March 18th through April 2nd, in a production by the Cardinal Stage Company, it will be in verse. It's titled King Charles III, and our guest is Charles Stransky, who will be reciting those mighty lines. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your own background, especially in blank verse.
Well, the first playwright I ever read was William Shakespeare, and my mother was English. I was raised in Chicago, but my parents were European, and I loved comic books as a boy. And one day I brought home Illustrated Classics version of Hamlet, and my mother, who's an Oxford graduate, said, no son of mine is going to read the comic book version of Hamlet. If you want to read Hamlet, I'll give you some books to read. So she gave me Charles and Mary Lamb's Tales from Shakespeare, which were the stories of Shakespeare, and I loved them. They were wonderful. And she said, would you like to read some of the plays? And I said, well, yes, of course, all the ones with ghosts in them, because, you know, I was like 11 years old or something. And I started reading these plays. Of course, a lot of it went right by me, but I knew the stories, and he's such a good storyteller. The spine is always in there, even though there's a lot of idioms and poetry to get through. So I read all the plays with ghosts in them, and now I have read the entire canon, and some of them many times, and have performed several of the plays many times also.
Now, those were often historical dramas, with Shakespeare trying to make sense, I think, for the Elizabethans of their own history in many ways. And here we have a projection into the future, the possible King Charles III.
That's right. Mike Bartlett, the playwright, calls it a future history play.
Tell us a little bit about your role as King Charles III. What sort of a guy are you?
Well, Charles is coming along later in life into the monarchy, if indeed this will happen as the playwright says. He would be the oldest monarch, I believe, to take the throne in the history of the monarchy. And he wants to make a difference. And there is a law being passed in Parliament at this time. This is the play now, not in reality. And what it does, it inhibits the freedom of the press. And Charles is opposed to it and makes a stand. And, of course, this just isn't done, because the head of state has no real power. It just merely gives assent. Even if the head of state does not give assent, the law is passed, and it is law anyway.
Okay. Oldest person to take the throne, a person who wants to make a difference, who's actually saying no in a situation where he's just supposed to put a rubber stamp on it.
Basically, yes.
And then you've got the rest of your family.
That's correct. Of course, we have William and Harry. We don't talk about the other siblings of Charles in this play, but we have William and Harry, and of course, Catherine, William's wife, and their relationships with one another, and the father and son relationship, and the king and prince relationship. It works on many levels. It's very interesting. And what also to remember is that Mr. Bartlett has leavened this with humor. I mean, it's a political thriller, I would say, perhaps, and it's a very well-rounded play. And even though it's in verse, it's modern language. It definitely is modern language, colloquial and many times. And even though it's an English play about England and England's politics, so to speak, it's not that far off the target for here also, I believe.
Charles Stransky. He's the actor who will be playing King Charles in King Charles III. The Cardinal Stage Company production opens on March 18th and plays through April 2nd at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.